Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories about positive thinking from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. You know, people asked why I made this book. And my answer is that after 14 years as Editor-in-Chief of Chicken Soup for the Soul, I've been exposed to the personal revealing stories of tens of thousands of people. And I've learned from those stories what works and what doesn't work. One of the keys to happiness that has emerged from this is the need to make yourself a priority for at least a little bit of each day. That necessary me time could be half an hour a day for exercising or reading or meditating or just sitting and watching the squirrels in the backyard. And if you can't find that time in every day, then make sure you find a block of time each week to make yourself a priority. So today I'm starting with a story from Jana Richardson, who learned an important lesson about self-care from her best friend, Winter, when she was just 13 years old. Winter's wise words were uttered one day when the two friends were in Jana's bedroom, and Winter was looking at Jana's candle collection. Not a single one had been used. There was one in particular that Winter thought would be really pretty if it were lit, but Jana explained that she couldn't light any of the candles because then her collection wouldn't be as large. Winter was undeterred, saying, "But it's a candle. It's meant to be burned. Let's just see what it looks like when it's lit. I bet it's really pretty. Just burn the stupid candle." Jana never did burn that candle or any of her other candles. She kept saving them. And then one day when Jana was grown, her mother threw away her whole unlit candle collection. And Jana finally got it. Now she tells herself this all the time. Burn the stupid candle. When she's debating whether to save something nice or use it, she tells herself, burn the stupid candle. Use the good china. Burn the stupid candle. Use a restaurant gift card just to go out with her husband. Don't save it for an official special occasion. That's right. Burn the stupid candle. Use the fancy expensive lotion or save it. Of course, burn the stupid candle. Jana says it's such a simple piece of advice, but I think that's the reason it's meant so much to me. It's something I've been able to joyfully put into practice over and over again. She points out that restaurant gift cards can get lost, china gets broken, fancy lotion gets poured onto the carpet by the three-year-old, and candle collections get unceremoniously dumped in the trash when we go off to college. In our second story today, meet Betsy Franz, who tells us about the day she ran out of gas, literally and figuratively. It changed her life. Betsy, who always seemed to run late, was having one of her normal rushed mornings. She always hurried into the car and drove as fast as she could to make up for the 5 or 10 minutes behind that she always seemed to be. She'd stress over the traffic lights and keep an eye out for cops with radar guns. Her whole life was like this. She'd rush through grocery shopping, racing up and down the aisles, throwing items in her cart. And that's a shame because grocery shopping can actually be a fun and interesting experience when you can look around and check out new things that you or your family might want to try. Betsy would race through other kinds of shopping too. She never got to go window shopping or take advantage of an unexpected sale. She just raced into the mall, grabbed what was on her list, and got out. So guess what happens to busy people who run around like that? They don't even find the time to buy gas, which I understand since I always drive my husband crazy with my reluctance to fill up the car until it says we've got about 10 miles left. I figure if I delay, well, over the course of the year, that's fewer visits to the gas station. Anyway, busy Betsy ran out of gas on her way to work one morning. She slammed the steering wheel in frustration. She had a meeting in 15 minutes and hadn't even finished preparing for it. She got out of her car all upset, and then an amazing thing happened. She looked out towards the east, and she saw the sun starting to rise. She also noticed a beautiful misty fog hanging over the river and some ducks swimming there, making trails across the smooth water. There were a few sailboats anchored there too, with their reflections sparkling in the water. And then the sunrise happened, and Betsy was awestruck. She had been driving every morning during the sunrise and had never paid it any attention. She writes, "This glorious scene had been going on right outside my car every morning, and I had never taken the time to see it. I had been rushing around in such a hurry to not miss anything that I had been missing everything." She was so enthusiastic about her discovery that she says she wanted to shout at the other drivers on the road, telling them, "Stop, look what's happening over here, you're missing it." She sat on the hood of her car and she watched the sunrise. And she relaxed and stopped worrying about getting to her meeting on time. Finally, one of her coworkers recognized her car, picked her up, and took her to work. She left her car there, wishing that she could stay with it and watch the morning unfold and the light change on the water as the day went on. Betsy wrote her Chicken Soup for the Soul story about the experience because she wanted to share this with other people. She says, and this is a reference to vinyl records for those of you not sure, "It was as if I had been switched from 78 down to 33 RPM that day. Life went from a fast jitterbug into a slow fluid waltz." Betsy started paying more attention to everything after that, including the people at work, who she slowed down enough to get to know. She also started taking walks around her yard and her neighborhood, getting to know all the things that she had been missing there too. She noticed all the wonderful sounds around her, not just the sights. She listened to the birds singing, the wind blowing, and the leaves rustling. So Henry Miller, famous Henry Miller, said this, "The moment one gives close attention to anything, even a blade of grass, it becomes a mysterious, awesome, indescribably magnificent world in itself." Betsy says that her life is different now. She is no longer running like a hamster in an exercise wheel, never actually getting anywhere. She gets to work a few minutes late sometimes. She takes her time in the grocery store, discovering what's available. And she spends time window shopping and people watching at the mall. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, your 10 keys to happiness. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including on Amazon. And if you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and you'll get an email every day for free with a story. Just head to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign up option. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Attitude of Gratitude, about when saying thanks can actually change your life.